Hey, Donald X, what is the story behind Ghost Town?
So the initial card is Mountain Village. There are a bunch of villages that got that name over the years. Mountain Village, plus one card, plus an action, you may play a Mountain Village from your hand. And the first thing you must be thinking is that does not look like Ghost Town. It's a very weak village because you need two of them, or it's not a village at all. It's just a cantrip that is nothing. And if you have two of them, then the second one is a village. You know, it was a cute concept, I thought, and I tried it. And then it was weak. And so the second version, which still just costs two, says when you gain this, set it aside and put it into your hand at end of turn. And that was super compelling. So you buy this thing that may just be a cantrip, but it gives you this boost next turn. And you hope it'll do something else down the line. And so then there's another version of that where I'm trying to make this village not as bad. So if you have another mountain village in play, plus one action. Oh, that's just a much better way to do the premise because you don't need to have them play them in that order to have it work, right? So now the order can be different and your mountain villages. So every mountain village after the first is now a village. So meanwhile, a different story. Ghost Town. I wanted a card called Ghost Town. That was one of the ideas, right? I just wanted these names to be in the set because it was supposed to be a flavorful expansion. So Ghost Town was next turn plus one card plus one action. That was fantastic on a knight card. And it says if Ghost Town is in the supply, you may gain one when one of your actions is trashed. So it had a changeling-related ability that could get you Ghost Towns. And so then we have in games using this when one of your actions is trashed, you may gain Ghost Town, same thing, but phrased differently. And meanwhile, Mountain Village, I decided to give up on the weak village. So now it's just village. When you gain this, set it aside and put it into your hand at end of turn after drawing. And so, Ghost Town, I tried a different idea for. You may put a card from your hand onto your deck, like how Ghost Ship does that. And at the start of your next turn, you get a card in an action. And then it was like, okay, none of this is working out. Maybe it can just be at the start of your next turn, plus one card, plus one action. And finally, I saw this connection with this Mountain Village concept that knight cards, boy, did I even see this connection? I feel like this may have even been a play teacher saw this. But knight cards could go directly to your hand and be played. And that was like this whole next turn thing Mountain Village did, except way simpler. So whereas Mountain Village, we had to set it aside somewhere and then get it back, then you play it. The Ghost Town, you just pop it into play. And I mean, that's still on the table somewhere, but that's a respected area. And it was doing everything I was getting out of Mountain Village in this much sleeker way. And this opened the door to now let's do a bunch of these knight cards that are gained to your hand. Because the knight cards had to be things that worked at night, and gaining them to your hand meant you could immediately do them that turn. And it was just this great fit for knight. And so it all comes out of this very weak village, mountain village at the top. And that's the story of Ghost Town. And I'm very pleased with it. Yes, Billy, Sir Martin. Sir Martin suggested combining the two villages into one card. I was very pleased with it. And it uses this wording where it's gained directly to your hand because when you say, like, when you gain this, put it into your hand, no one realizes that it goes to your discard pile first, but it technically does. And so it's better to just do the thing people are actually doing. They're not putting it in their discard pile first, they're just putting it in their hand. So it just does that. The end, Ghost Town.
Hey Bards, what do you have for us today?
So much time I spent clammed up, my yearning buried deep, unspoken. Plunging to my darkest depths, a burning need you have awoken. With your wisdom having surfaced, now my silence must be broken. Pearl Diver, you're the perfect target for my plus card token.
Thank you, Cher, for that deeply touching tribute to Pearl Diver.